Welcome to the DNFG podcast, brought to you by Minecraft, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Saunders Family Dog Adoption Center, Mountain Dew Hard Seltzers, your local Casey's, and Hannah's in the Old City.
Everything Lydia love when it's hot. Turn up the city, I broke off the match. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot.
I created history and made me a lot. Each other did me
and let's send it down to our host, Davis Hatmaker, Crimpy Hunt, Andy Brock, and your commissioner, Caleb Griffin.
Sweet sound. We're back. Another one.
DNFG, let's ride.
Wipe it forward. What are we drinking, Kamish?
What do you think we're drinking? Everyone guess what I'm drinking right now.
Guess in the comment section.
Yeah, if you guess wrong, you lose your first round draft.
I imagine the league would go 16-16. Mm-hmm. I'm what Bob's drinking out of the can.
All right, episode one.
Let's ride.
DNFG podcast.
Let's ride.
We are sitting down in our lovely apartment. We've got Commissioner Caleb Griffin here. We've got season one champion, Crimpy, JC Hunt.
Woo! Old news.
We've got back-to-back third place finisher, Davis Hatmakers here.
All we do is podium, baby.
And I guess I'll be the host to have made the playoff once. And I almost won the lemonade bowl last year. Andy Brock is here.
You survived it.
Quite a resume.
Yeah, good resume. Lots to talk about on this episode. It's good to be back. It's good to be draft week.
Yeah, it's 3 days, 28 minutes, and 0 seconds until the draft.
Okay.
Well, what about when it was
when the episode comes out?
It was about 12 hours earlier at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, that is true.
Pushed back.
Yeah,
thanks to a catch.
Shout out to
Ryan accountant for catching that.
Was this collusion in order for you to be the only one on the draft?
Matt Hunt and I will investigate.
I will say this: after the Tennessee game on Thursday night, I was not going to be awake at 8:30 on Friday morning.
Well, we'll
see.
I don't think any of us will be.
It could have been a sneaky
60 point blowout.
It would have been the worst thing of all time if we all woke up to an auto draft the team.
what would we have done?
I would have had to cancel. I would have had to create a new league. That would have sucked. Well, been a lot of work.
It was a great catch from Ryan Neal. We'll talk more about him later on this podcast. A lot to discuss. I thought we would start by maybe just getting a quick commissioner address. Just basically your thoughts, Commish, on going into year three and just how popular this league has gotten. What are kind of your feelings knowing you've created this beast?
You know, it's great to see it grow. It seems like people are, you know, figuring out how to play fantasy football a little better. We had some people jump quite a bit from year one to year two, so I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen in year three for them. Maybe, you know, we'll have some surprises. Maybe we'll have Matt Hunt make the playoffs. Mm.
That would be a shock.
That would be big.
Not finishing ninth place again.
What's one thing that you're most excited for?
Bennett Neese's articles that he's going to write this season.
Are we getting weekly articles?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to him. I'll reach out.
Yeah, how's the website looking?
I haven't updated in a while, but I think it's up to date on...
should be up to date.
To where we're at now, but I'm ready to release those power rankings again.
Okay.
It's been a long offseason.
It's been a while.
Okay, before even drafting, who you say your top three power ranking teams are, just without even knowing?
I don't know.
Just right off. Right off the dome.
It's hard not to put Sue and Davis in the top three considering they've finished in there both years.
That's fair enough.
But I don't know who would go in the one spot.
Just anyone.
I don't
think it would be me.
Let's see.
Just power ranking. It's not your prediction. Just power ranking.
I'm trying to think of who's drafting where. Jeff's going to be dangerous at two. Unless, I don't know. Are you four?
I'm four. Am I number one?
Interesting. Who's five? So it's Connor.
Dan's at five. Dan Martin's at five.
At pick five.
Do you think people who are drafting higher are going to have better odds?
Well, I mean, better odds than the people that are drafting, in the middle.
OK. Okay.
So I'd say it's probably going to be someone at the front. I hate to say it, but
maybe we can wait for the surprise.
I feel like it could be Jeff again.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of Jeff, champion last year in his first season. Pretty crazy. He follows up Crimpy over here with our second-year champion. He'll be in the building here drafting with the number 2 pick on Friday. We haven't heard much from him. I feel like he's been pretty silent this offseason, very stoic.
He has been. He lost a wiffle ball game yesterday or on Sunday.
So that means his mindset is not in the right place.
I haven't talked to him in like a month.
Well, maybe his mindset is in the right place. I think he was too out of focus during wiffle ball to really hit the strike zone.
No.
I've talked to him a little bit about fantasy football. He's definitely keeping his own thoughts to himself. He doesn't like to mock draft with the league is what he said. So
I've been in one mock with him, and it was a complete auto draft. He got in and then left.
That's a power play.
That is a power play by Jeff.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of mystery around our defending champ. I don't know. How does it feel to share? It's like the Heisman house. Now you and him.
I'm in good company being with Cock and Balls up there. It's a high honor.
Have y'all done anything special that the league doesn't know about?
Oh yeah, we go out to dinner once a week, eat some steak, and talk about victory.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
I do have a question about the draft night. Who do you guys think is going to be the drunkest person on draft night?
And
do you think
question.
That will help or hinder them?
Does this mean
will
both champions have to be near the top?
I was about to say, we based off historical data, the drunkest person will probably win the league.
Wow. So
and
now
I
you know what
it
takes.
I can see it being a battle between me and Jeff again, but I wouldn't sleep on Stink coming into a bender.
Yeah, Stink is going to be intense.
Stink coming into a bender might be the drunkest person, whether he lets it be known or not.
We have to cancel work on Sunday. I may have to call off.
Davey's got new plans.
That's what I say. If that's all it takes to just get really hammered to win this league, then
I don't know.
I'll sacrifice Saturday.
We got Stink in town for 5 days. He could be.
He'll be peak bender.
Let's either
gonna be
Stink.
I think
he could be the drunkest.
That's either gonna help his performance.
It could be a stinkier,
or really deter our performances to have Stink around.
I don't know if I'm ready for stinkier.
I'm dead. I found Stink? Out today.
He did.
That's new news.
He did make the playoffs last year, right?
I'm pretty sure he did. I think he was the seventh seed. So yeah, Jeff won last year.
He does have the 14th pick though.
Not a terrible pick.
It's not good.
It's Davis, Steven, John, me.
What do we think about Jeff having a year 3 hangover like Crimpy did? Crimpy, do you want to speak
year
on
two
your performance
hangover?
After?
No,
year 2 hangover.
It's like year 3. So I guess it is his second year. But.
It is his sophomore slump.
Yeah.
You know, winning your rookie year, you're young, you're hungry, but you drink a little too much champagne, and you don't focus on the next season as much as you should. It'll come back to bite you. So, Jeff, if you're listening, I know you are. Be careful. Just be prepared. Don't drink too much over the off season. I know it's a little late for that, but...
Well, I've seen Jeff a few times in the off season.
He's partied hard.
He's drinking quite a bit.
Yeah, he has partied hard.
But we've also been right there with him.
That's true.
Same spot of Hannah's. same time of night.
Well, what's different for Crimpy this year?
Different for Crimpy this year? Nothing. We're going to execute the same way as we always have. You know, we were scrapped. You know what's different for Crimpy is gonna be no early trades. We're gonna have to wait to see what happens with the trades. That kind of bit me in the butt last year.
No Austin Eckler.
Getting rid of Austin Eckler after week one was the dumbest fantasy move I will hopefully ever make. But I wouldn't count myself out. You never know what happens at 2 a.m.
True.
You get a notification, so
we've
all been there. A little trade booty call.
It is different that we have Davis.
I'm not talking a Friday night. I'm talking a Tuesday night in bed. You can't sleep. Your phone buzzes. You get the booty call. You go get some ass. And so that sometimes that applies to fantasy football with trades too. So,
But I was going
to
say,
to be clear,
we got Davey here as an enforcer this year. I feel like that changes the mood. There was a lot of loose trades flying around this apartment with Mark living in this building.
I'm currently texting Matthew Hunt.
Say Matthew Hunt and I are the 2 and 4.
Is it about fantasy football or is it about ass?
I did put Davis and Matthew in charge of investigations.
Yeah.
League investigations. John's in charge of punishments.
There's a lot of new roles.
John was in charge of punishments last year.
They're pretty empty,
cool.
A lot of new roles.
There's a lot of empty threats in this league.
We've got a new rule change as well.
We do. We have a rule change due to you.
Yeah. I think it's named after me.
It's really new to due to Nice.
Yes. Bennett was my number one supporter last year in an effort to not win the Lemonade Bowl. Or I guess I did win the Lemonade Bowl, but...
Yeah.
Thanks to Jamar Chase. Ryan was the league loser. Still waiting to see what happens with the Lemonade Stand.
Should we just address that now?
I think we need to address the main storyline in the room.
Yeah.
Our loser of last year, Ryan Neal, has not done his punishment. And he has fled the city of Knoxville. Maybe because of that. I don't know if that's the reason why. That might be the reason why he went to Atlanta. I don't know. But no Lemonade Stand has been set up at this point.
I mean, I feel like it'd be easier to sell lemonade in Atlanta. There's more people.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's in the summer now, so it's like I feel like the point was
hot down there.
To sell in the winter where no one wants it.
Now
so we had some good
sell
months.
Hot cocoa.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like there should be a cutoff from lemonade where you've got to now sell hot cocoa. But
I want to know the recipe for the lemonade. What do you think he's going to use, like Crystal Light, or do you think he's going to make his own?
I bet he just goes to the store and buys a little jug.
Some jugs of Minute Maid.
But I don't know. Is this going to happen?
If I were him, I would go to Chick-fil-A and get a couple of jugs of lemonade from there.
I mean, he is in Atlanta. Home of Chick-fil-A.
He can do whatever he wants. There was not a lot of rules except for what you got to make $50. And stay there.
I think it was
25.
He lowered it because 50 was.
Yeah, but I think it's 50 now that he's in Atlanta. A lot more money to run around there. Yeah.
And
downtown
because
Atlanta,
he hasn't done it yet.
Yep.
The more he waits, the more the money goes up that he has to make.
Just want to point it out there that Court Fucker still can have his own sanctions. He can report his own violations to the league if he wants to. We haven't heard anything, I don't believe, right? No,
we have not heard anything.
No messages from Ryan.
But I heard something from Ryan on like Friday.
He did say he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, he did say he wasn't going to get it by
now.
Oh, by week
John
one.
He said he wouldn't have it done before week one. John is in charge of punishments, and I will back whatever he decides.
Okay, so we're still waiting on John's punishment as well, which
whatever John says
would assume should come before the draft. I don't know.
We'll talk to him on the craft tonight.
Okay. I think we need to hear something.
Yeah.
We need to hear something because I've thrown some ideas out there. Maybe first round pick being suspended for the first four games.
Waiver wire ban.
Ryan, I say you just bleach your hair and then be done with it.
That would be an alternative punishment,
but
pierce your ear.
I feel like we've waited too long on this one that we can't alternate now.
Yeah, pierce your ear, but it's got to be
pierce
hoops.
Your ear. I'm afraid we're going to pick, like, punishments that people are going to want to do. Like bleaching their hair and getting earrings.
Tattoos and piercings.
Tattoos, piercings.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's
going to want to bleach their hair.
Well, yesterday I was going to buzz my hair up and dye it.
You have blonde hair, though.
Bob's been spraying the
Bob's
lemon
checkerboarding his hair for the Florida game. It's on the record.
Can you imagine if Ryan Neal showed up with, like, platinum hair?
That'd be sick.
No,
it would be really cool,
but it would be crazy. And so, like,
I'd be very on board.
I feel like that's a punishment.
One time Doogie tried to do that in my basement.
It turned orange.
Not like a week later, it was platinum. Imagine if it was platinum. Yeah,
not yeah, bleach. He did it yeah. after that.
Imagine if it was platinum.
That would not be a punishment. Ryan would look great with bleached hair.
Do have to have the purple shampoo.
So, yeah, still awaiting maybe an apology as well from Ryan.
An apology to the league.
I think he has to, on draft night, fully dressed up in a suit, like, read an apology.
You have to do an interpretive dance for us to express your apology.
Yeah. Right? Or, okay, what if the alternative is that he just continues his YouTube page again? Like, he just has to keep...
Okay, that could be good because that could start good. The punishment of whoever loses has to vlog for a year.
Yes. No,
You take the YouTube channel, you vlog for a year, and then whoever loses takes the YouTube channel.
What if your release schedule lines up, what if
exactly
delayed,
with our other favorite
what if it's a Layton Sanders kind of vlog where it's like once a week?
Not once a day. But you document your entire week.
Once a week. But whoever loses has to do it, and then like whoever loses the next year just takes the channel and starts doing the videos.
And if you somehow blow up, all proceeds have to go back to the league.
Yeah, they get invested.
It'll be invested into a Vegas draft night. We all go to Vegas.
If it's a shared YouTube account.
Yeah, it'll be a joint YouTube account where we all have the password.
Matt Hunt and I will deal with that when the time comes. That'll be an investigation / legal process.
Matt Hunt touching my money.
Ryan, if you're listening, that's another option. You can continue your YouTube channel. If you commit to that and make at least, I'd say, 5 videos, then that'd be sufficient enough. Other topics to discuss. Let's get into the draft. Let's pick it apart. Friday night got changed from 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Connor Deck is on the board. He's number one pick.
Streets are saying 16th pick is the new number one.
How disappointed were you when we did the full draft simulator?
I was pretty disappointed for a few reasons. We hooked up the machine, which initially didn't work. The draft lottery machine. And
then it worked too well.
And then it worked too well because we duct taped it. And I was disappointed, one, because when it initially shot out, it shot out like 3. My name was not on any of those, but we decided that wasn't fair, that it shot out 3. Secondly, I was disappointed that I almost broke like all of my fingers holding the top of the thing when all those ping pong balls came out at like 80 miles an hour. And then after that, having to do it and finally getting it right and then pulling my name out was pretty disappointing.
I know, you'd work so hard to get it going just for you to be the last pick.
It's all right. Davis did it last year. He got 3rd. I'm not worried.
Yeah, I think you can win from
anywhere.
Honestly,
I don't think it's that bad. The back-to-back is nice.
Yeah. So, Connor, what do we think? Is it clear it's Jonathan Taylor? Is it clear? Is it that simple?
That man was dancing around staring at his phone at a Rex Orange County concert with a picture of JT.
That's love.
So I think.
What song was playing? That really makes the difference.
It was something about love.
Okay. That's good.
I can't remember.
That's already a creative bond.
But I can have Daniel Seward, Jake Simpson, and Stephen Oliver corroborate on that.
Corroborate.
And Weston Hurd, he was also at the concert.
Whoa. I haven't heard that name in a while.
I think we should just skip over that.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
I think that's something that should be cut.
I didn't know. That changes everything. That could be a totem curse.
Yeah, that might be some collusion there.
Yeah.
We do on the board here have our original projected
like a
mock
month
draft.
It's a month old.
What do we think?
I think it's shifted quite a bit.
Yeah, we do have a mock from.
I think
January.
Number 1 and 2 and 3 may still be the same.
From the rumor mill, it seems like Connor, Jeff, and Mark and myself at 1, 2, 3, 4 are pretty much decided.
Yeah.
Other than that, it becomes chaos when Dan picks at 5.
It would be chaos regardless with Dan picking.
What is Dan going to do? Is he going to go all Buccaneers again?
Is he going to take Tom?
Being right after Dan in the first round is just... I did it last year.
Dan usually takes best available
in the first round. Dan didn't pick Alvin Kamara, but then traded him midway through the season. So
for Leonard Fournette.
And which ended up being a good deal.
I mean, he could take Leonard Fournette.
Learned Fournette would not be outrageous.
It wouldn't be outrageous,
like,
but it would be about...
Taken,
it'd be weird, but it would not be outrageous.
Taken before Dan's second round pick.
Yeah. But it would be it would be about probably a 14-pick stretch.
But that he has to hope that Mike Evans... He has to hope that Mike Evans then falls to him pretty late in the second round.
It might happen.
It could happen.
I hope it happens.
I think it's attainable. I think Dan could do it. It's just, do we see a
three-peat
of Bucks
players? If he doesn't take a Bucks player, who does he take?
At 5.
Anything else feels wrong.
You think
like,
he'd take
anything
receiver?
Else feels wrong.
I don't think it's outrageous.
I think
to say
he
might take Kamara.
I think
again.
He takes Cooper Kupp.
I could see him being a Cooper Kupp guy.
Interesting. I have no comment.
He followed the Patriots for a while. He loved
JC,
a good wide receiver.
Not to give anything away, would you be upset if Dan took Cooper Kupp?
No. Yes. I don't know.
All right. Very
what
quick.
What pick are you 7?
Crimpy's right after at 6, so a lot is riding on the spontaneity of Dan.
It is, so I'm planning, but...
Playing your cards close.
Much planning.
So that's
seven.
Where
is
it's
your
really...
Is your brother 7? Is Matt 7?
I think Ryan is either 7 or 8. Let me look
Sue's,
at the...
Sue's 10.
Let me look at my notes app with the draft order.
I've got the draft order in
Sue's
front of me right now.
Matt's 11.
Got it. Ryan
number,
is
number
7.
Number 7 is Ryan. Number 8 is Bennett Nice. Wow. Number 9 is Hudson. Number 10, Da Vinci.
Seward.
11, that's Matthew Hunt. 12, Baby. 13, Davey. 14, Steven. 15, John. 16,
Bob.
I'm going to be honest. If I were Daniel Seward, I'd be really nervous with Nice and Hud right above you because you just have no idea what route they're going to take. Like, what are they even thinking? What have their fantasy minds been thinking?
I'm thinking Hud's
Grandma wants Cooper Kupp.
Hud's
is Grandma
going to
get Cooper
Kupp?
Okay, I can see Nice going CD right off the bat.
I don't know. He loves the Cowboys, but...
Does he love them that much?
But as with every Cowboys fan, he hates the Cowboys.
Nah, I know, so, Nice wants Joe Mixon.
That's a great place for Joe Mixon at the 8th spot. It's not bad.
I know Nice wants Joe
Mixon. Nice is a big Joe Mixon guy. We tried to confirm this in the middle of summer in July, and I think he responded very kindly to it.
I was going to say, I think it was like an almost assured, yes, I love Joe Mixon. But he had to kind of...
Will he even be available?
Who knows? At 8?
Who knows? Anything can happen.
Joe Mixon? I don't know, dude. I feel like people really like Joe Mixon.
People love Joe Mixon because he was finally healthy for the first time for a full season last year. He was great. What did he finish? Five, six?
He was number three running back last year, Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon was number three. Yeah, exactly. So, not great. A healthy season from Joe Mixon. Not a better, improved offense.
What do we think about Hudson? Do we think he's even going to draft?
No.
Have we heard anything from him?
I imagine
he's going to draft. Those Dallas boys will get together to draft.
I haven't heard anything in the message from Hudson.
Now she feels like a grandma pick.
What pick is grandma?
Hud's nine. Hud is nine. Injury? I could see Hud taking Najee. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just feels right. I feel like.
I know a little birdie told me who they would take at 10, but I don't think they're going to be there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sue told me he was going to pick Joe Mixon, and I don't think he's going to be there.
I don't think Joe Mixon is going to be there. If I'm Sue, I'm a little bit nervous because you don't know what Nice and Hud are going to do.
All my intel is also from like July, probably.
Yeah.
June.
What about Baby? With the draft being 6:30 Mountain Time,
I can see Baby taking Ja'Marr Chase.
Does the 6:30 Mountain Time draft time deter his performance?
I think he may be the most sober person.
That's a big deal.
And he's going to have to listen to Durr's nag the whole time. That's going to be tough.
That is.
That'll be the toughest part of it. Because you know Durr's the whole time will be like, stop talking about sports. Complaining and stuff. So that's going to be tough. I think Baby's focused enough that he'll get through that, though.
I think Baby's almost definitely going to take a running back.
Yeah.
And how early does DeAndre Swift go?
I'm 16. I'm the last pick. I'm taking whoever's there.
Yeah. Who are you picking, Bob?
I'm pretty. Like I have this board. I've done my analytics.
Yeah.
I've done all this. I have the last pick of the first round. I have absolutely no clue who's going
to
be there.
But you get the luxury of going back to back. So there's got to be like two guys.
There are two guys I'm looking at.
Okay.
There are actually more than two guys I'm looking at.
Oh. All right.
At multiple positions.
All right. Dave, how do you feel about 13?
Pretty bad.
Okay.
I don't really like anyone. Like, and there are people that I like, but I don't feel like they're going to get there. And then there's not really anyone that I enjoy after. I don't know. It's tough. I think there's like 9 people that I really want. And then if those 9 people are gone, I'm going to really struggle with my pick.
That is tough being 13.
It is.
Several spots away from
that. To be fair, like there are people that are above my 13 ranking that aren't in my 9. Like if I'm just being candid, like I don't think I would take Cooper Kupp at 13, and he's probably gonna go above my pick. So like that's fine, but like I'm not super excited.
Before we go on our next segment, Bob, do you want to read off some sponsors that we have for the league this year?
I got
some sponsors?
Yeah, I got a lot of sponsors.
Okay.
I got one sponsor.
All right, we'll start with Dave.
So our first sponsor is NordVPN. Now that one's just a joke. Our first sponsor is
Blue Chew.
Okay, well, our first sponsor is actually Minecraft.
Shout out Minecraft, Mojang. Can we make a fantasy league in Minecraft as well? I feel like that's got to be.
Is that where the draft should take place?
Yeah.
The boys
over Minecraft in Minecraft.
Boys have been putting more work in Minecraft than real life.
Shout out our village. Our second sponsor of the evening goes out to Fisher Tires. Just because I talked to Ray Fisher today.
I didn't know there was a Mr. Fisher out there.
I spoke to Ray Fisher today.
Honestly,
I
didn't know that.
Why not?
Fisher Price Toys.
Fisher Price.
are also our main apparel provider, Beatty Chevrolet.
That's right.
Mm, nice.
It's better than Beatty. Is that do I sound like my dad?
Yeah, one more time.
It's better than Beatty. Ryan's really good at that.
It better be. Yeah. It better be. Better be. Come on down, Bay Chevrolet.
Come on down, Bay Chevrolet.
Bay Chevrolet.
Bay Chevrolet.
Maybe he'll let us record at the dealership one.
Yeah.
He was telling us he would let us record that.
Yeah. Once. I think we should do a live recording.
In the middle of the work
in
day.
The middle of the. I think that we'd get a lot of cars sold by doing that.
We can
that.
Interview some people buying cars about our fantasy league.
Yeah.
They'll probably say something racist.
You got a lot of racism going on in there.
Gotta love East Tennessee.
That stemmed from your tenure there.
There's a lot of racist people looking for cars these days.
Only racist. Yeah. Like,
a lot of racists haven't bought a car since like an 86 Camaro.
Once I got that stimulus check,
a lot of avalanches
they crawl
being
back
bought.
Out.
A lot of avalanches being bought.
Yeah. Damn, Andy.
You think the Avalanche is the most racist car?
It's up there.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I feel
for Chevrolet,
I feel like it's
trucks,
yeah,
like,
it's F-150.
Well, yeah, but that's Ford.
F-150 probably is the most racist car.
Yeah.
No, but I don't even think an F-150 is Ford's most racist car.
Mustang?
No.
That's just kind of like
the white people that drive Mustangs.
Might be Bronco.
Ooh, well, like the new one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
OJ made the Bronco pretty famous.
Well, he like did. The new one.
Yeah,
OJ,
that's why now.
That was pretty racist of him to kill
a white person.
A white person.
Fair enough.
Whoa, okay, hold on.
Fair enough.
All right, back to fantasy football.
Yeah, all right, let's preview some divisions.
Although,
I was about to
what
say,
what if we pulled up OJ's fantasy stats? I bet they're probably insane.
I bet he'd go number one overall.
I bet he would.
He was going crazy.
I would take OJ anywhere in the first round.
I would say Bill's OJ, I'd take him right
for
away.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Divisions. So let's start with the OnlyFans. What we're going to do, we're going to go through the teams. We're going to say what we're excited about, and then we're going to predict it.
I know for a fact, in my division, that we have our own group message. Do y'all?
That's
group
true.
Message?
Well, I'm in that one. We're in the same division,
yeah,
so yes.
I do have a group message with my division as well.
Fuck no, my group mates are, my group division mates are cunts.
That's where we're starting. That's where we're starting. We're starting with
hold
the only
on,
thing.
Let me go ahead and say a message
right
to my group division mates. Yeah. You guys are fucking cunts, and you're gonna lick my taint all season.
Like
go
that.
Ahead.
That's strong like words like from Chupapi. Do we keep the same team name, Chupapi?
Nah, I'm thinking. I've only changed my team name once each year, and I don't want to change it and then find something better. But I'll go ahead and for the people that listen to this, you get a little sneak preview of, I'm thinking this year's team name might be Dixie Normus.
That's a good name.
All right.
Yeah.
Off to a great start.
I thought of a good name last night when I was like trying to fall asleep, but I can't remember it.
All right. Fair enough.
It was good, though. It was good. It was going to be the best one in the league, probably.
All right. That's great, Bob. OnlyFans East has Chupapi Mugnano and Dave. We've got Corb Fucker, Ryan Neal, who's under a little bit of heat right now. We got 3 a.m. Davinkies, which is, I mean,
oh,
Dave and Sue in the same division is like, those are two
that
powers. And we've got bye week Bennett Nice, who has struggled to make postseason relevancy. But
he
this
did,
is a
did,
good
he did take a big
a good
step
division.
He did make a great step.
Ryan's been in the postseason. He's had a good team in year
Ryan
one. But he also lost last year. So we've got some big players in the OnlyFans East.
Lost to Will Harwell in the playoffs.
Well, a lot of people lost to Harwell.
Not in the
playoffs.
Yeah, this is a very entertained division. I feel like a Dave Sue matchup is going to be powerful in the regular season. I think Ryan always has the ability to field a good team, and I think Nice is going to be just a dark horse.
The toughest thing about being in Sue's division is no matter how many games you win, he's going to win like one more game.
It doesn't matter who he drafts, he somehow wins a lot of games.
Last year, and I was a 5 seed because of him.
See, I've said this all offseason, and it's kind of tough to hold. Because, like, if you look at pedigree, there's two divisions that clearly stand ahead of the other two. And it's OnlyFans East and then the division that has Jeff and JC because they're the two champions. But I would go out on a limb and saying that me, Sue, Bennett, and Ryan, top to bottom, is the strongest division in the league.
I don't know.
It's got
a good one.
I would say you've got a division. You've got three division winners. Yeah, because you won the first year, correct? Not Sue? Yeah. So Three but division winners. Record.
Were you in the same division?
Pretty tough. Two-time podium finishers. I just think it's a gauntlet I'm not super excited about.
Yeah, that's a tough division.
It is, you know what they say? It's a lot of pressure, but pressure makes diamonds, and I'm fucking loaded.
Well, so this is the OnlyFans East. If Dixie Normus had a host city in OnlyFans East, where is it going to be?
I think it would probably be in. Oh, should I pick? Okay, here's.
Would it not be Dixie?
Here's my question to you.
Little Rock.
Does it have to be a town that doesn't have a normal NFL team in it?
No, I think
it is fantasy football. It can be anything. Middle Earth.
Well, but it has to be in the East United States.
All right, Michigan.
Hell, Michigan?
Yeah.
All right, heck yeah.
I like that.
We come out of hell, baby.
Is that where Aiden Hutchinson's from?
Is it right out
from Raleigh? I don't think she is.
I would have picked Flint.
Flint.
The most dehydrated city in the U.S.
That's where Floyd Mayweather's from.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And he can't read.
Kyle Kuzma.
Is he from there?
Yeah, he's from Flint.
Wow.
You learn something new every day. OnlyFans West. This is Commissioner Bob Based in it. It has.
I tried to make my name Based Commissioner Bob, but I didn't fit.
It has Team Starkville Hunt is in it. Knoxville Dome, led by myself, is in it. And then Baby Bad Disappointment from Baby is in it. So another good, strong division. No champions in there. Matthew Hunt hasn't made the playoffs. I've made it once. I sucked last year. Baby was really good last year. Really good last year. And then Bob is usually a perennial threat. So even though there's no champions in this division, this is a really strong top-to-bottom division, because I feel like Matthew Hunt, though, having not made the playoffs, not having a great record
Matthew
in the playoffs, we still
put
a lot of time into
it. Loser every year.
Yeah. He loves to win
the
games that
bracket.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, you're right. We've got a good group message going. There was already intensity from day one. I think it's a good division.
Matthew, that is a very solid division. Coming out of this division, I think my...
we didn't predict the OnlyFans East.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, should we go back?
We'll backtrack real quick. We'll each go around and give our prediction.
Okay.
We'll start with Davey. Give your...
Are we going to predict our own?
But you can't pick yourself.
Division.
You can't pick yourself.
In just my division?
Yeah, you can't pick yourself.
I can?
You can't pick yourself.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to, but that's good. Best team's going to be Sue. Worst team's going to be Ryan.
All right.
I'm going to say the same thing. I think it's tough to say Sue's not going to be the best team because he's done it twice.
He is a two-time division
player. Yeah. He's kind of my dad.
It's hard to go against him at this point.
It is.
I'll also go with Sue, and I don't know. I don't want to say Nice. So, I'll go with Ryan as well. I think Nice has a good year this year.
I think I'm gonna quadruple down and go Sue at the top.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah. Lemonade Bowl champ.
Yeah, until he sells out Lemonade.
Like, he's got to prove us wrong. He's got a chip on his shoulder.
Here's the thing. That just goes to show kind of what I said earlier. I think top to bottom, it's the strongest division.
Yeah, right? I could see Ryan winning this division.
Yeah, I could see Ryan winning it as well. I could see Nice. It's just I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But I could see Nice winning.
He knows what he's doing.
He does know. I think he knows what he's doing. It is tough to pick
when there's no players.
The first year when you get thrown into like the 15th pick, like a two weeks before we draft, is really hard to adjust.
I think
last year he had a pretty decent year.
He's got the eighth pick this year or something.
He's got eight.
This is like, I think aside from that, I think he's had like the 15th and like 14th pick, which has been pretty tough. So maybe
this
he'll turn around
year.
At the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see.
And then our division, Bob. Who are we picking?
I can't pick myself.
Nope.
Wait, should I start?
Yeah, you start.
So it's.
It's me, Andy, Baby, and Matt.
I'm gonna pick a Baby W.
I assume it's either me or Bob.
Or Matt Hunt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to. Here's the thing, Matt Hunt's not even here. and I don't want to say this to, like, I just went through my head. I was like, is it Bob? I don't want to tell Bob if it is. Is it Andy?
I'm going to go out on a limb here
and say it's going to be Andy. I'm going to say Andy's going to get last, I think.
It's interesting.
It's fuel. All yeah. it is.
I'm going to say with the fourth pick, Andy's going to, since I can't pick myself, Andy's going to win.
Let's go. I don't really like... Yeah.
I think it's
going to
be tough. I think it's going to be really tough.
I don't want to go... I won't go into it. I have a reasoning, though. Yeah.
I'm suspicious.
I think it's going to be really tough, but I think you've got a pretty good shot with the fourth pick, and I don't know. It's tough. Just like historically, Matt would probably finish last, so I'll probably say that, but he also did me a solid earlier today, so I feel bad about picking him against him today.
D-Wade lob you for your LeBron.
I'll pick Baby. I'll pick Andy to... first and Baby to last.
You flopped me.
Yeah, complete yep. opposite. I'm going to go... I've been doing a lot of mock drafts with Matthew Hunt in this offseason. I've been doing a lot of mock drafts with Matthew Hunt, and I really like the picks he's been making. So I'm going to go Matthew Hunt. He finishes first in this division. He defies all the odds. And then I think Baby is in last in this division as well. I don't know. He had a really bad year one, really good year last year. I feel like he's just going to keep riding some waves.
So I'll give a little bit of reasoning behind my picks. Yesterday, Monday evening, I walked into Bob's room around 6:30 p.m. After I got home from work. Usually, Bob is not working at 6:30 p.m. I was thinking, man, where's Minecraft? What's going on here? I said, Bob, you have a tough day at work today? I got genuinely concerned for my friend. I was like, oh, maybe he's swamped. He said, no, I've been building dashboards for fantasy football all day. So now I got to actually stay late and do my real job. And for that reason, I'm going to put Bob as the division winner. And this is going to be obvious. My brother, he fucking sucks at fantasy football. Of course, he not only will he finish last in the division, he'll finish last in the league. Right. He'll be dyeing his hair whatever color we tell him and piercing whatever part of his body we tell him in about, I don't know, 6 months from now. I don't have a calendar in front of me. He's fucking last place.
All right. Wow. I like it. All right.
But good division overall.
Bob, where's your OnlyFans West City location? So it's got to be in the West?
It's got to be in the western portion of the U.S. We need to have a north and a south.
Let's do Juneau, Alaska. We're up in Juneau. We're cold. We're up with the Eskimos.
Two cold cities so far, Michigan and Alaska.
My great-grandfather served in the Aleutian Islands in World War II, and... I think it would be right at home up there.
My Knoxville Dome is definitely going to be located near the San Diego area. I'm like an El Cajon. I think El Cajon is a good option for the Knoxville Dome. It's hot. We need a dome. So I think that's where we're at. All right,
we're going no dome in Juneau, Alaska. It's
there
cold.
You go.
Fair enough. We're playing no dome. Tundra.
All right. TikTok. We're heading down to TikTok. TikTok East.
Is this JC's division?
Yep, division with both of our champions. Ooh. We've got JC with the Robo Crimpy Big Ballers.
You did change your name.
I changed my name today.
You had to pull the world champion out of there. It didn't work.
It's not a world champion team this season. That will not be my name come draft night, I imagine. I expect about two more name changes.
What sparked you changing your name to that?
Well, I was driving through McDonald's drive-thru a couple weeks ago, and I was like, Robo Crimpy sounds good. So
I do like Robo.
I like Robo Crimpy.
Yeah.
We're gonna play along with that, but Big Balls is probably gonna change.
Fair enough.
Depends on who I draft. See if they have balls or not.
That's
fair
true.
Fair enough. And then we've got the Bitch Boys, Hudson Anthony. Great name. We've got Marvin's Monsters. Marvin's Monsters, Connor Deck with the first pick.
First pick, damn.
And then Jeffrey Knoxville Cock and Balls. With the second pick. So
that
division is likely going to have a Jonathan Taylor, a Derrick Henry, some monsters running through. Everyone in this division has a top 10 pick. Everyone in this division has a top 10 pick.
That is tough.
That's tough. What do we think, though, JC being in this group?
How do you feel?
I'm ready. It's we're clearly the top dogs, and we're going to eat all the kibble.
All right.
Nice. Do you feel this inferior to Jeff being in this division now?
I welcome him with open arms.
All right.
All right.
Who do we think is going to win this, fellas?
Jeff top, Gam bottom.
I'm going to say the same thing. Hudson for sure at the bottom. I don't know where the top is going to be. I think Jeff, but I don't know. I could see JC or Connor doing it, but I think I'm going to pick Jeff. I'd love to see Connor win it with the first pick.
I don't know.
I'm going to go Jeff and Gam at the bottom.
I feel like Jeff's luck is going to run out.
I think it could.
I don't think he's going to win this division. He still could be competitive. I don't know if he'll be last. I'm not picking Jeff. I think I'm going to pick JC to win the division. I feel like it's going to be a better year for him. And then I think in last will be... it's got to be Hud. Yeah, I mean, there's not really
JC, what pick did you have last year?
It's got to be Hud.
I picked 8, 7 maybe last year? No, I was 9. I was pick 9.
I'm tempted to pick Marvin's
Monsters.
What are
the championship
I really
like
am.
Top 3 picks? Like,
I was tempted to pick the Monsters.
I'm tempted in the Monsters.
I was tempted.
I think the Monsters make a wild card.
See,
so I'll say it now.
I say that. I think
Monsters
I honestly
are an 8
think
seed.
That Jeff and JC will probably be first and second.
I'm going to go with Marvin's Monsters as my first because he has the first overall pick.
They're scary.
And I really think that this is going to be Connor's year. So I got to give it to Connor to lead the division since I can't pick myself. And, I mean, do I even need to say who I think is going to finish last? It's you, Hudson.
Where's your TikTok East city location?
Our city location is outside of Birmingham, Alabama. Y'all might be familiar with another coach that I'm very close with, Nick Saban. He's got a nice little place on Smith Lake. We're right across the lake.
You take
what
all your
city,
boys out.
What city? What's the official name of that city?
Smith Lake.
Smith?
It's Smith Lake, Alabama.
Smith Lake, Alabama.
Yeah. We built an island where our stadium is located.
That's badass.
You can only get there if you're rich enough to have a boat.
Does that mean Tua confirmed?
Like Minecraft.
Tua confirmed? It's a robo group.
I don't have anything to say. No comments on Tua Tagovailoa.
No comments.
No comments on Tua Tagovailoa.
Our last division.
I also have no comments on Tua Tagovailoa.
No comments until after the draft. TikTok West, the only division without any of us in it, so we can go as crazy as we want. This one is interesting. This one is definitely
somebody
one
making
to watch.
Something? Do I smell a bunch of cupcakes in the oven?
We've got the Super Stinkers and Stephen Oliver playoff team last year.
That's a shit cupcake.
Yeah.
That's a stinky cupcake. That's a cupcake.
Ooh, that cupcake's raw.
That's like a cupcake with like the poop emoji on the top.
Poop emoji.
The icing.
Yeah.
You've got Gaza's Goon Squad, who had a record of having all
MVP.
6 of the top wide receivers in the league last year at some point. We've got Fort Worth Whiskey Wiener and John Creel.
That's a two-time playoff team.
Two-time playoff team. And then we have one-time playoff team.
Also the league's own most questionable individual.
Interesting.
With his actions.
And we've got the Dallas Deep Throats and Dan Martin. His logo is still
Air
Force One.
I would
one.
Say this is the league's most questionable individual.
This is a division. We've got Dan, who we may or may not know if he's going to be all Bucks again. And we've got John, Mark, and Stinky. I mean, wow, what a group.
I'm pretty perplexed on what Dan's going to do, considering Tom Brady retired and came back out. Overtime came back in. Did that get
that
back in on the Bucks, or was he prepared to move on?
Yeah.
Has he made a strategy without Tom?
I bet Dan
I don't
knew
think
the whole
he has.
Time.
I guarantee he has, and I think he's going to go all Bucks again.
Okay. Dan knew the whole time.
Dan definitely had to have some inside knowledge.
He did.
He probably called Tom.
You can't do this.
What do we think about?
I got to draft the Bucks. Again.
We've got a natural built-in rivalry between the Dallas Deep Throats and the Fort Worth Whiskey Wieners. That's a civil war.
It is a civil war.
Yeah.
Also, Mark and Stink.
Yeah,
Mark
that's
Stink.
That's a
pretty
good,
big rivalry.
Classic game.
Pretty big.
That's a Tennessee
pretty big,
game.
Pretty beefy and smelly rivalry.
Yeah. That's gonna be good. What do we think? We didn't talk about what Mark would do in the draft. What do we expect out of Gaz this year?
Mark's drafted good both years.
He has really drafted.
His troubles come later on in the season.
I've texted with Mark some. I've not texted with him at all about fantasy football. I was gonna say I think he's thinking Austin Eckler.
That's what he was originally.
I forgot he was at 3.
He texted me the other day about a trade. That was, I don't think, gonna be beneficial.
Already?
Yeah, but he realized that it was wrong.
Wait, what?
I think it was a draft trade.
Oh, okay.
Was it with Matthew Hunt?
No, it was with Mark.
That's right. Do we, Mark. Yeah. Do we think there are going to be any trades?
He said he was a little
in the draft.
He said he was a little too high.
They're really shouldn't.
I don't think there will be. I mean, we have what, like 3 days?
I mean,
no one's going to make a trade draft picks now, unless some of y'all are going to be like, oh, we should make a trade, and make like a fourth swap, like 14th round picks or something.
Could be cool.
But like, this is the first year I have not made a trade.
This is a formal invitation. If anyone wants the 13th pick. Hit my line.
If anyone wants a 16th pick, they can have it, but I'm not trading 16 and 17 like everyone is asking for when they ask for a trade.
Well, I'm asking for just like a full-ass swap.
If you don't like
your number and you don't like where you're drafting throughout the draft, you can swap with me.
Matthew Hunt did try to trade me the 11th pick for 16 and 17. I was like,
well,
dude,
you
cannot do
wait,
that.
Wait, who's 14?
Steven.
Yeah, unless you're Steven,
Steven's
John,
be-
or... Unless you're Steven or John.
Fair enough.
Right.
Predictions winner, for the TikTok yeah. West.
Winner and loser.
Davis?
Read them off again.
Steven, Mark, John, Dan. Man, what a group.
Holy shit.
I know who I'm going to pick.
This is like... This is... This division is the NFC East of the
NFL. Oh my god.
Of the
okay.
NFL.
I'm taking Mark at the top. I'm taking right. John at the bottom.
I'm going to
No. I'm taking Mark at the top and I'm taking Dan Martin at the bottom.
I'm going to take John at the top and Daniel Martin at the bottom. Not because it just depends on how like if he does go all Bucks like it didn't work out year 1. And it worked out year 2, so, like, he's just got the best shot of it not working out, I guess. I feel like it's going to be pretty even, but
yeah.
I feel like it's going to be, like, close. I don't know if anyone's going to, like, be, like, too good or too bad. I think it's going to be all pretty even, but I'm going to say John at the top and Dan at the bottom.
The only
the
thing...
The battle for the Civil War of Texas is going to be John on top, Dan on bottom.
Wow. The only thing that could stop John from winning this division is his own... little finger on the trade button. That's
yeah,
the only thing.
True.
Only thing that would stop John from winning.
I'm also.
He always just benefits from.
I'm also very.
That's what I'm talking
he does,
about.
But
he's
then
so
he would trade
he just
it's because he makes
hammered,
a, it's because he makes a trade like
trades with Gam Gam.
It's because he makes a trade like every week.
His little fingers can't help
I am
but to send a little trade
I am
every
very
day.
Very tempted to pick Stinky to win this division.
I'm picking John to win the division. Oh, did you not make your predictions?
No, I'm sticking with what I picked.
Okay.
But Stinky's. I think I'm push John for that top spot.
I agree. I'm picking John to win this division. If he doesn't make too many trades, fantasy football is good when John has a successful season. I feel like I don't want to see him have to go through a McCaffrey injury again like that.
Oh yeah, he did pick him last year.
Right? Yeah.
I mean,
as for
he did
last
well
in the division, I don't know. I feel like if Dan does get a full arsenal of Bucks players, I don't think he can come in last. I just don't think
that's
I think that's like guaranteed at least 6 wins when they have 6 really good weeks.
Yeah.
So I'll go Steven in last in this division.
Okay.
On a random.
I think this is definitely the most questionable.
Like, it is it's all up in the air.
I think I'm going to put the Super Snickers at the top. This is like we've been saying a tough division to pick. I think Stinky's gonna shine, and for last place, I gotta pick the Goon Squad.
Goon Squad.
Just based off of
historical data. I was tempted, but I feel like he's gonna.
I feel like he's gonna turn around.
Learned.
I feel like he's gonna turn around.
He's learned from his trades. He's got it figured out.
So nobody picked Dan Martin for the top.
Well, just we don't
I
know what he's gonna
think,
do.
Like if you pick one team, like as your whole team, I feel like you can't.
But I feel like
you can't be too good, but you can't be too bad.
I don't want to see Dan with a random team. Like, I want to see him.
I don't either,
weird.
But also the way I've been, like, the mock drafts have fallen, I just don't think he's going to be able to get.
I fear the day I play Dan Martin without Tom Brady on the team.
Yeah.
I say that.
All right, we're going to do a live reveal. We're going to do a live reveal of the Bucks bye week and then who plays Dan on that.
If I had to place my life's fortune right now, I would bet he plays Daniel Seward on his bye week.
It always ends up
I'm
being Seward or Davis. It's been Seward Davis, I'm pretty sure.
It was me the first year. I'm looking at Dan's team right now. So just look at the bye week.
The bye week is week 11.
Yes!
Is that you?
Let's go! Damn it. Let's go! Oh my god. Let's go. He's the Dallas Deep Throats, right?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go!
Dave might have another auto win.
Oh, let's go. I don't know why I should cheer that loud. He could totally just
not draft
the Bucks.
Still up in speculation.
But I'd say there's a pretty good chance.
Dan, you made the playoffs
another little birdie told me that him and Daniel Martin dropped the bag on Buccaneers.
That's what I was about to say.
To open the season. Yeah. So I have a good feeling Dan's going to
I feel like that means that John picking CD
it's
going to
be if Dan has anyone else on his team, it's going to be a Cowboys.
Yeah, I think John and Dan are going to be filled with Bucks and Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So that should be a fun indicator going into draft night.
Was John now a Cowboys fan?
Yep.
John wasn't really officially a fan of
that's what I'm saying. He's a Dallas fan now.
John's Rob Lowe. He would show up to a game just wearing an NFL.
He just wants a good game.
It's all about fantasy.
It's a good attitude to have.
I've never seen John like really root for.
Now that he's relocated,
he's like closest. He's like in Dallas now, so like,
we'll kindly accept him.
Absolutely,
kindly accept him. Any
Gam, you're rejected still.
Gam Gam's got some work to do. Any final words from the group here heading into draft night?
Do y'all think that Hudson will be drafting from the Nintendo Switch or not?
Wow. I hope so. I hope there's 100%. A way.
Is he downloading the ESPN Fantasy app onto his Switch?
You can get on the internet, so you can download it anyway.
That would be cool. I'm saying.
Dan would probably
see
too.
A Switch draft from Gam Gam.
Yeah,
that's my biggest question.
If I'm in Dallas, Texas, sitting in a room right now, and Gam Gam pulls out the Switch, and I'm Daniel Martin, I'm eyeballing that thing the whole time, trying to draft on that Switch.
Yeah.
Any predictions on who wins the league outright?
I'm going to win the league.
I think we can save that for after draft night.
Mark, it's your year.
Mark. Gam Gam.
We all Dave and
get last in his division. Hudson will win the division. Or the
that'd be crazy.
I would love probably my favorite person to win, if they could win, would be Connor. I feel like he's the most dedicated to the league, and he's finally
Connor, it could be
one
Connor's
pick.
Year.
That could be big.
If it pays off, I would be very happy if Connor won.
Yeah,
Connor's team will be relocating.
We'll send that trophy up. An East trophy would be crazy. I did tell Nice that I would deliver the trophy to him at his wedding if he wins.
Instead of the ring and the trophy. Oh, yeah. So, I think he'd be more happy. Like more happy. Would he be more happy about
that? He might. I don't know. He might actually.
I think
he
would be happy. I don't think Mr. Shredder would be very happy.
I think Shredder would be pretty excited.
Mr. Shredder.
Yeah, but his wife would be excited. That's all that matters.
He doesn't know what goes into this.
Where would he put it in their new home?
On the
fireplace.
Where it belongs. On the mantle.
Yeah.
That's where every trophy belongs.
Dave, any final comments for draft night?
Y'all are sick. You're fucked.
There we go. Bob.
Well, also, is anyone going to take the trophy from Knoxville?
Also,
because that's where it stayed.
No, I got.
The trophy has the highest probability of ending up in Knoxville, so I think it'll stay.
I'm not done. I fucking hate you in my division. Sue, Ryan, Niece, suck my dick.
I'm gonna text.
You're gonna eat it.
I'm gonna text our group message after this.
Yeah, I'm texting my group message as soon as I.
And you're gonna have to
wrap this.
You're gonna have to fix that volume.
Oh yeah, no, we'll fix the volume. Don't worry. Yeah,
we got a professional editor on this now.
We do. I can cut it right up.
I'm excited to be back.
Mark was doing his best last year. But you're probably gonna have a
way
like easier time. To
there's
edit this
not
than
much
Mark
to
was.
Really. There's not really much to edit though. Like
I know. Well, last year
we had an abrupt
last
intro
year was,
podcast last year
yeah.
as well.
Well, I'll make us a good intro and outro. Is there anything that you'd like
and
to hear right
yeah.
now?
I want to choose our intro and outro song.
I definitely still have a notebook.
I've got some ideas.
It's a good formula. It's great.
How did Mark get like songs to intro and outro?
I don't know. Mark.
Oh, yeah,
Mark did a lot. Mark took like hours
like
to
actual,
edit. Right, but I think
anything you want. Anything you want. I used to steal songs all the time from Tennessee social media posts.
Considering that last year our podcasts were from
Tennessee Swimming has so much copyrighted music on it.
Software he downloaded off the internet. Now we have Adobe.
Make sure. I would like to intro to be Hot by Gunna.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. I like that.
I'll think of an outro.
We'll add in some. We'll change up the songs every week. But
every
week.
If y'all have any suggestions,
every intro song for like football is gonna be in there too. Like we'll do like some intro songs. That stuff.
Where are we at?
So
54 minutes.
Yeah, this has been a good first pod.
That's way better than what we were doing last year.
We'll have a.
We would record for like an hour and have to cut like 30 minutes.
Yeah, but we also doubled
because it was just silence.
Our size.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. We have four people now instead of two.
We will film a post-draft reaction pod next week.
Are we going to start filming these?
We can start filming these.
Yeah, we can, true.
Yeah, we'll start doing video.
Y'all want to watch me drink my secret drink that I've been drinking this whole podcast?
Yeah,
you gotta guess it.
Gotta guess it.
Yeah, you guys want to... watch me get up and walk out of the room so I can hit my vape and then come back in and sit down on camera.
You can see the dog.
You want to see how many Zins I put into my mouth in 1 hour?
We've got a good podcast station, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like this.
I'm going to be sitting in a seat for the draft.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick the best team of all time, probably. All
right, we need to... should we do the part of my take thing where we try to guess a number out of 100?
Where you just do
the random number generator?
76.
76.
I'm 87.
34.
33.
Oh!
Well, you have to get it perfectly right.
I know. That's what 40, I was going to say. 47. That was so close.
66.
Damn.
What'd you say?
I said 47.
You said something?
I said 87.
I didn't say one. All right,
no one gets it this time. That's a good way to end. All right. See everyone next week.